everybody, it's Liam here. Haven't booed in a while, and normally when I boo, it's Ranty Boo. Hey, that's the name for a podcast. Your old rant. Anyway, so those of you that follow me on Twitter will know that my wife is legally blind. She has an artificial left eye, and she's got like 2% vision in her right eye. So I'm legally her carer, even though she's one of the most independent, capable women I know. What that means is legally I can do things like sign contracts for her, negotiate on her behalf once everything's been established. So about 2 and a bit months ago, I rang her cell provider, for those of you in the States, to get a new phone, because she has an iPhone 3G, 8 gig. So it's about 5.5 years old. Not very efficient at the moment, so it was starting to die. She was happy with an iPhone 5, 32 gig, 1 gig of data, considering she's got like 100 meg included on her plan. They basically told her in not so many words to go and fuck off. I wasn't happy with that. So I spent 2 months negotiating, ringing, complaining, emailing David Thodey, who's like the chief executive officer of Telstra, to get a response. Whereas my provider, Optus, had said, she wants to pay $60, and she wants that. Yeah, no dramas. Vodafone said, yeah, we can't do it for 60, but we'll do it for 61. Now, she even said she'd go up to 70, and Telstra said, no. So I escalated this and escalated this. So eventually, by this stage, iPhone 5S has been released, and the 5C, and she said, what about that? And I said, no, you're not getting the 5C. This, no. Besides, I've spent so much energy invested in this that she's getting the top of the range phone. So I finally negotiated a deal whereby she can have the 32 gig iPhone 5S, gig of data, $60 a month. So we got what we wanted with the new phone. And she gets a lump sum credited to her account. So each month she basically doesn't pay the handset repayment and she gets it for 60. So I had done the research and was thinking about going to Vodafone because they were going to give me slightly more data for the same money that I'm on with Optus. Optus said, no, don't leave. So after a short series of emails, I basically said, tell you what, you can have your old grandfather plan of 5 gigabytes of data a month, free social networking, which is good because I use like 1.5 to 2.5 gigs a month just on social networking. We'll waive the handset repayments, we'll give you your insurance free, and you can have the 64 gig. So I'm like, sweet, bargain. So the day of release, I go into the Telstra store, line up, like 2 hours early, just to be on the safe side. They had very limited stock. And I got her iPhone 5S. So then I go half an hour in the opposite direction from work, and went into the Optus store. The guy saw me coming, and he said 64 gig, and I'm like, yeah, you remembered. So he got it out and said, oh, we can't honour this. I'm like, yeah, you can. Here's the emails from Optus retention. No, we can't do it. So I asked to speak to the manager, and he said, no, we can't do it. And they rang their boss, and they said, no, we can't do it. So I was really embarrassed. So I went to work, got, you know, sacked because I was an hour late because of all this. So I rang Optus for attention again and said, listen, you guys need to sort this out within the next half hour or I'm going to Vodafone when my contract runs out, because I was getting a free upgrade. Half an hour later, I got a phone call. I said, we're very sorry. If you go into a store tomorrow, ask to recontract on this plan, and on Monday, we will put you back on the old plan, put a bolt on for the 4G, because I'd also been told I'd had to stick with 3G. So all sorted. So I managed to get one. So that's part one of my iPhone boo. I will do part two in just a moment.